You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. And coming up for you now, a yarn on a federal government campaign to help reduce violence against women in the community. And it's called Stop It at the Start. And coming up for you now, you'll hear from NITV Radio's Bryden Nichols with comedian Sean Chilbra.
Yeah, hi, this is Sean Chilbra, performer, comedian, and also one of the ambassadors for the Stop It at the Start campaign.
Can you tell us a bit about this national campaign, Stop It at the Start, and why it's so important?
The campaign encourages adults to create positive attitudes and behaviours of young people between 10 and 17 and being positive role models about domestic violence.
So why do you support this campaign and what inspired you to get involved?
Well, you know, I have daughters, so I, you know, that's pretty much why I got involved. And, you know, I think when you look at, you know, the stats, and even then you don't even have to look at stats, you know, you just, you know, there's like 1 in 4 women are subject to domestic violence, you know, since the age of, you know, 15 or even younger, you know. So you kind of have a, you know, I guess a social conscience, but also a social responsibility as well.
Why is it so important we call out bad behaviour towards women when it's actually happening?
I think it's really important to call it out, you know, to say it's wrong and to let people know it's wrong and to also, you know, in this terminology, you know, of political correctness, where we look at where we've changed other genres or demographics of people, where it's not cool to call them what we, you know, what people were used to in the 70s or whatever. And now you have derogative terminology for women and things like that. So, you know, therefore it changes those attitudes. And it starts with all of that, you know, where you kind of go, you know, by respecting the women, you know, because, you know, if you kind of put it in perspective of like, why would you call that woman that when your mum raised you or you have daughters, things like that.
How can we make our communities a safer place for our Indigenous women?
Well, look, this is the start of it. And, you know, we could just look at, you know, I think with the start of men's sheds, you know, men having groups of, you know, where they're being counseled, where they're able to talk and all that and have somewhere to go and be able to talk about their problems and their issues as well and why they may inflict violence and what where the core is lying as well. And I think that could be a start of really helping create a really safe environment, you know.
What do you think can be done so we can end violence against women once and for all?
Change to being quiet, where it's talked about more, you know, where guys and women can talk about it more. And I think that would, obviously, by having this campaign, it's going to really stir up emotions, you know, like it's going to be aired throughout TV, throughout football shows, things like that. And you have a lot more sporting teams where it might be, you know, male dominant and stuff like that, where you kind of have these ads or these certain football groups or whatever where they're campaigning against domestic violence. And I think they're all the start. And I think ultimately men sort of, you know, for all of us, you know, even myself, you know, I think one of the attributes is jealousy. These are all the crazy things that contribute to violence or, you know, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's physical or mental or any type of abuse, you know, whether it's money or all the factors that create the unsafe or, you know, environment for your partner, for your missus, your kids, just the household in general.
How important is it to provide kids with positive role models and have conversations about respectful relationships?
I think it's really important. I think, you know, when they see their favourite sporting person or TV personality and things like that, and when they see them, they're influenced by them, by the way they might score a try or kick a goal or play cricket or, you know, like sporting is a really big event, you know, but also most of the kids these days are all on YouTube and that, watching comedians and so on. And I think where they get to see another side of it, where these guys are, you know, like are passionate about domestic violence and about, like, you know, respecting the women.
As one of the faces of this campaign, what have you learnt or taken away from your involvement?
I think it's about breaking the cycle, not seeing it as a normal thing and normal behaviour, and to speak out. Yeah, speak out, speak up, and just everyone talk about it. And most importantly, have those conversations with your children. Like, talk to them. Talk to them about the behaviours of people, you know, their patterns or whatever. You know, and also how they should be treated and how they deserve to be treated. Yeah, and also look out for the signs of domestic violence.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, these are like really important things to have with the kids. Talk to the kids so they're really, really aware. So then all of a sudden they start seeing these signs and they go, oh, man, that's a red flag. The signs are there. You know, they'll remember what they heard. You know, they can talk to friends about their situation as well. Domestic violence and all that is not just fueled by drugs and alcohol. You know, it may be a contributing factor, but I think it could be premeditated as well in terms of how one is feeling, whether it's the jealous rages or whatever. You know, that's just a tipping point as well. You know, in general, just for the people out there, you know, old, young, whatever, have those conversations, speak out, speak up. And as awkward as it is, you know, it just creates that safer, better environment because, you know, we know, you know, on the spectrum, you know, we're largely represented by these issues as well, you know, with 80% of, you know, Indigenous women, you know, subject to some sort of violence.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.